We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, I want to give you a chance to confess, vent about it, release it, and move forward. Who did you dirty? 877-971-HITS. Joe from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, who the hell did you dirty? You sound like the sweetest human being ever.
Oh, my God. I really feel that way. So, like, 4 years ago, I was living up in San Francisco. I'd been with a guy that lived in L.A. We were together for 2 years. And so then I moved down to L.A. to, you know, be in the same city, give it a good shot for this relationship. And I was out to dinner one night, and I caught him out on a date with another girl.
So you went into this restaurant, had no idea that your boyfriend was there at all. There he was with another woman.
Yeah, 2 months after I moved to L.A. to be in the same city and, like, really give this relationship a shot. So now, you guys, right now, I'm on my way to a meeting. Him and I are in the same industry. He's been put on a project that I'm on, and I'm going to see him for the first time in 4 years in, like, 15 minutes.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wait. So how are you feeling? Like, what are your emotions? Are you nervous? Are you, like, excited because you want to call him out? Or what, like, what do you feel?
In the work meeting? Before we begin, this guy right here is a sucio.
A-hole.
Straight up dirty.
Trust me. I've done that.
Part of me and part of my sense, my pride is up because I'm like, you know what? He lost a really good thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm confident that he knows that. And then part of me feels a little bit like self-conscious, you know, a little nervous. Like, I hope I look good or, you know, because I want him to remember what he lost.
Well, how do you react when you bust him on the date? I want to go back in time here. I don't want you to fly to this meeting that you're about to go to because I'm hoping that he has the same reaction on his face when he sees you at the meeting as he did when you walked into a restaurant and caught this fool on a date with another woman.
I walked right up to both of them and I said, hey, he turned just white as a ghost. And then he introduced me to her. I shook her hand and I told her it was nice to meet her. Of course, it was not nice to meet her. And then I just looked at him and I said, well, I guess I'm going to go finish my dinner. I was like stone cold soldier mode. And then I went and met up with him like the next day or a couple days later to like give him the key back to his apartment. I was kind of a badass through the whole process.
So how did you know it was romantic though? And it wasn't just like maybe a business dinner or she was just a friend or a cousin or something like that.
Guessing his face.
His face, yeah, I gave it right away. And then the fact that he lied about it. He had said he was going to be home that night and we were going to meet up the next day and like hang out and all that.
And once it was over, was it over? Did he try to contact you again and get back together or how did it kind of end?
He thought we would get back together and I told him absolutely not. I can't establish a relationship where there's not trust.
We need you to call in tomorrow and let us know how this goes.
I know,
goes.
Literally. And you know what?
You guys!
You have the upper hand here, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You are the one that got away, and I think you just need to be that high-value woman when you walk on set today and just own it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Don't let him get to you.
On set?
Hold on. Did you say on set?
Well, she said they're in the same industry, right?
No, but they have a meeting today. It felt like you slipped in a story from your own life. And you said you walk on set with confidence. I'm like, wait a minute. We're not shooting a movie here.
I had a similar situation where I ran into an ex on a red carpet.
See?
And so I literally had the same exact situation happen, so I'm like feeling for you right now.
But at least you were dressed for the red carpet.
Yep. Yeah, and I was walking the red carpet, and he was like working it, so it was kind of good, but still.
Damn.
But
all right.
I know that feeling.
Can you stop at a Sephora and get red carpet ready right now?
ASAP. Joe, we'll just say this. Not only do you sound like the sweetest person in the world, and I'm just not saying that. It's for real. You do sound like a great human being, but you're a confident woman. And you can hear it through your voice. So just know that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't allow any man to ever allow you to second guess that about yourself, girl. You did the right thing.
Oh,
you have high expectations for yourself. You got this,
all
right?
You got this. We believe in you. Okay, call tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
Joe, is it cool if we check in with you tomorrow for real?
Yeah.
All right, good times.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Wish you all the best. Also, this brings up a topic. Tell us about the time you ran into your ex after a nasty breakup or a bad situation. How did that go? How did you encounter that? How did you handle it? handle it, whether it was you handled it great or not so great. We want to hear your stories about when you reconnected with your ex. 877-971-HITS. Maggie from WeHo, what up?
Hey, good morning.
Maggie, tell us about that awkward experience when you ran into your ex for the first time.
Oh my God, it was so cringeworthy. So I got on an airplane because I was just popping up to the Bay Area for a long weekend, and I had a window seat, and guess who was in the two seats beside me?
You cannot. No, this is literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I think about this every single time I go to the airport.
Every time?
Yes. Oh, I do. I really do.
Maggie, continue were you on. Like, were you like, excuse me, does anybody have a parachute?
I need the emergency exit row, please.
It was so awkward. It was him and his new girlfriend.
No.
And his new girlfriend is like, okay, this is awkward, but she's kind of like just a hotter version of me.
No!
So you looked at her and you're like, God, I want to hate this girl so much, but she's like a prettier version of me. At least was she like dumb or something?
Here's what happened is I was like, oh, hi. And then I went to introduce myself and then I put out my hand to shake hers. And she didn't even shake my hand. She just said, oh, Maggie.
She knew who you were.
Oh, she's creeped on you on Instagram.
So she's intimidated by you, Maggie. Winning.
I don't know. It was just so, the whole flight was so awkward. And I just pretended to sleep through most of it because I was like, I can't. I don't want to deal with it.
Maggie, thanks for calling in. Crazy, hilarious story now that it's passed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Elena from Downey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Elena, tell us about the most awkward experience you had running into your ex again for the very first time.
Oh my gosh, so mine was really embarrassing. I was at Target and I was shopping through the frozen food section and I wasn't paying attention. And so I was looking across the way and I didn't see the glass door that was open in front of me and I crashed into it and fell to the floor. And then the guy was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he was with the girl and she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I got up and it's my ex-fiance and his new girlfriend. And I'm like, I don't think so. Bye. And I just turn around and ran away.
I don't think I'm okay. I need to go.
My gosh. Do you think that she knew who you were?
Oh, she definitely knew who I was. She was mad-dogging me the whole time.
Elena, and we all know what we look like when we go to Target.
Right.
I didn't have makeup on. I was like with a hoodie, with a beanie, and I was just like, bye.
Everybody's dressed at Target. Like they're gonna go, like they could be a cat burglar as well, right? Like, you don't want to be seen.
Oh, cat
blurb. Elena, well, if she was mad dogging you, that means she's intimidated by you, girl. So you win, even if you were on the floor after you ran into a glass door.
That's right. Even if you hit the bagel bite section.
Elena, we love you. Thanks for calling in. Have a great week.
Thank you. You guys too.
I have a feeling Elena now goes dressed to the nines when she goes to Target.
She's wearing heels and stuff.
Clubbing attire every single time.
Looking
you know?
Around every corner like suspicious.
So embarrassing,
there.
Man. Something really embarrassing happened to me. I had just broken up with my girlfriend like a few weeks into it or whatever. And my mom, she at that time did not speak English. And my girlfriend, my ex, didn't speak Spanish. But anyways, we roll up to a gas station by Ontario Mills, right? Right off the 10 freeway. And there she is pumping gas right behind me. So we get out. Remember, my mom doesn't speak English and goes, hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás? We miss you so much.
Your mom didn't know?
Especially Edgar.
No.
And I'm like, when did you learn English? Like, English, what happened? She's busted out saying, like, I miss her so much and we all miss her so much. And I was like, you know that after you break up, you try to put her on this front like you don't miss them.
I'm good.
I'm better than ever.
And she goes over there and like hugs her and whatnot. And she's just, my ex was just cracking up. So thank you, Mom. I appreciate you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.